Melachim Aleph, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Lamed, finishing up a very eventful perek that started with Yerovam and a shattered Mizbeach and Avodah Zarah's that he had set up against God, and ending with the death of an Ish Elokim who was sent to give Musar to Yerovam ben Nevat, but who was talked off of his path along the way back and did not return directly as he was supposed to. So the Navi, the true Ish Elokim, was killed by a lion, but the lion and the donkey upon which he was riding stood there awaiting his burial without any further mutilation, without any further disaster happening. And finally, the Navi Sheker, who had been a key player causing all of this tragedy, rode back to see the Nace with his own eyes, and he bore away Edo, without any fear of the lion, by the way, understanding that the lion was protecting the body, that it would be an honor bringing the body back. The Kli Yakar says that the Navi Sheker, the elderly Navi, did true tshuva. Another message shortly after Yom Kippur that we should take to heart. If even a Navi Sheker who caused directly the death of a great holy man can do a true tshuva afterwards, can do a tremendous repentance, that is something that, again, is a very positive message to all of us about how tshuva is always possible, even very late in the game. And so we say that he brought the body back, and he brought it back for a hesped and a kavura, vayanach es nivlaso b'kivro, and he laid the body to rest in his own grave. And the Mefarshim say on b'kivro that he had a kever prepared for himself, the Navi Zakin. You know, a place of honor in his family tomb. And he put Edo, the Ish Elokim, there in his own stead. Vayispedu Olav. And he had a public mourning, had a hesped, had a funeral for over him. Hai Achi, alas, my brother. And the Mefarshim say on the fact that he calls him Achi, that he himself became a true brother of Nevuah to Edo. And that this is showing that the Navi Sheker was a Navi Sheker no longer, but a true Navi of Hashem after this point. If not before, he had had a Nevuah during the meal, telling the Ish Elokim what would happen to him. So they are brothers now. They are brothers in a way that most of us are never going to get to reach. A level of holiness, to have Nevuah directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's a tremendous thing. Laman Allah, Vahi Achare Kavro Oso, and it was after he buried the man of God, Vayomer El Bonav Lemor, and he said to his sons, his own sons, saying, B'mosi Ukivartim Osi Bakever Asher Ishu Elokim Kavur Bo. When I die, you shall bury me in the same tomb, in the same grave, in which the man of God is buried in it. Eitzel atzmo sav hanichu es atzmo soy. Next to his bones, lay down my bones. Being buried together with the other Navi shows testimony that he believed in the Nevuah. Future generations would say two Nevi'im are buried here. It would become a very important place to people. But his Nevuah now to come. More prophecy coming from the former erstwhile Navi Hasheker. Lamed Beis, ki hayo yihyeh hadavar asher kara b'dvar Hashem. Because the thing that he called out in the name of God is surely going to come to pass. Hayo yihyeh, double lashon, emphasizing. Al hamizbeach asher b'veisel. His prophecy about the altar that is in Beisel, and how it is going to be smashed and what it is going to be, and how things are going to be burnt, including the bones of Yeravam. V'al kol batei habamos asher ba'arei Shomron. And all of the temples of the altars that are in the cities of Shomron, of Samaria. No altars had been built yet at this point in Shomron. Shomron was still a backwoods backwater. It was not yet the capital of the kingdom of Yisrael. There were generations before that would happen. But part of the prophecy he himself had received was to prophesy far in the future about what was going to happen the disaster that awaited the kingdom of Israel, which was really built on a foundation of Avodah Zarah practically from its very beginning. This is a tremendous Musar Haskil to Yeravam, as the last two psukim show. Even the Ishu Elokim, who is holy in every way, when he disobeys God's law, he has to pay the price. He was tricked. Wasn't his fault. But he's killed by a lion, which miraculously stands guard over his corpse. This is a message to Yeravam. God made you a king. But if you disobey him, if your mission is defined, then you fail to go along with that mission. Rabbi Israel says you fail to comply. You lose your divine legitimacy. Your demise will verify the truths you failed to affirm in your lifetime. His actions betray why he was made a king, which is why the connection is made in Lamed Gimel. Achar hadavar hazel lo shav Yeravam midarko hara'ah. After this thing, which you could read as even after this maisa, Yeravam did not return from his evil way. Vayoshav vayas miktsos ha'am kohane bamos, and he continued. He went back again and made priests for his altars from among the ends of the people, or the midst of the people, rather than the true Kohane Hashem. Hechafetz, Yemale Estyado Vihi Kohane Bamos, anybody who wanted to could be consecrated and then be a priest of the altar. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin identifies Hadavar Hazeh as the conversation that we quoted before, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yeravam, he sees, says Rabbi Abba, Sanhedrin, Kuf Beis Amid Beis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu seized Yeravam by his garment and urged him, repent, shov, and then I, you, and Ben Yishai, Dovin HaMelech, will walk in Gan Eden. And Yeravam's question was, who goes first? Who will be at the head? Mi Varosh. And God answered, Ben Yishai will be Varosh. And Yeravam said, if so, I don't desire that. Top two human beings of all time will walk in Gan Eden with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I refuse. I pass. I pass. Not for me. And as I mentioned before, one pshat in it is that he said, I want to go even before God. I want to be first out of all three of us. So even after this, no tshuva. Lamed Aleph finishing the parak. Vayhi badavar hazeh l'chatos beis Yeravam. And this thing that we're going to hear about over and over again for the remainder of Sefer Melachim became a terrible sin of the house of Yeravam. Ulahachachid, to wipe them out. Ulahashmid, and destroy them. Me'al p'nei ho'adama, from upon the face of the earth. Says the Me'am Loes, how terrible is arrogance and jealousy. Because Yeravam wouldn't walk behind anybody, even David HaMelech. He turned from tzidkus to rishus, to chet, to sin, perverted the truth of the Torah, brought destruction upon his descendants, terrible suffering on all of Klal Yisrael, but especially 10 of the 12 tribes. We're going to see over and over again, kacheta shachata Yeravam ben Nevat. Arrogance, jealousy, two terrible human conditions which can cause untold damage. And Yeravam is going to do untold damage. And in the last parak of Sanhedrin, the Chazal tell us that this, from the double expression, lahachid ulahashmid, shows that he was destroyed twice, in this world and the next world, and he lost his chelek in Olam Haba. Only a handful of people are listed in the end of Sanhedrin. Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek la'olam haba, as Avram Fried once sang ages ago in my generation. But Yeravam is one of the handful that lost their chelek in Olam Haba. And this is the moment where he cast it aside. Not for me, he said. I just want my temporary glory that I have here in this kingdom. I'll worry about the rest of it some other time.